You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
My name is Jeff.
And I'm back.
Wait, where were you? Oh, that's right. We had Elliot here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to get the lesser talent in as the stand-in to hold the place.
Yeah, sometimes you have to open Pandora's box and bring Elliot out, and then you could just put him right back in it. Our Pandora's box, you can actually close it again, the one we have.
Is it like the Pandora's box from, Raiders? Raiders Last Ark?
No, that was the, what?
Is it Raiders? Was it Raiders?
That's an Ark. That's not a
the Ark of the box.
Yeah, that's the Ark of the Covenant.
Whatever.
Oh, Lord.
It's the same, isn't
Mark,
the same thing?
This week's
isn't
game?
It the
no,
same
it's
thing?
Not.
It's
it
the
is
same
not.
Thing.
Not. Dude, okay, Pandora's box, thing. When you open it, all kinds of chaos and everything happens. The Ark
did,
of the
did
Covenant contains
not come
the presence
out
of,
the box
of God.
When
it's
they,
from
when
the
they,
Bible.
Did the things not come? Did the ghosts not come out and eat everybody's face?
Mark, what was this week's game?
Jeez, I didn't even... Welcome to episode number 97. Just to recap, we play a free-to-play game every other week and rate and review it. Mark, what was this week's game?
Yeah, so this week we played Super Auto Pets.
Welcome back, Mark.
This one was a doozy. It's developed by Team Wood Games. You may know them from other titles, absolutely nothing. And this is our first game ever, and so we made this terrible game.
Save for the seal.
It's an auto battler.
Thank you, Jeff.
It was released on September 24th of 2021. It is available on your Android and PC and Mac computers.
As well as browsers.
Yeah, it's you can
play it. We'll get into that. We will get
Yeah. So how did everyone play it this week? I used the personal computer.
I used my phone.
I played via browser.
Nice.
So we did it every single way that they could offer it.
Gameplay.
So, this is an auto battler, but it's not like, really, it bears closer resemblance to Storybook Brawl than it does like TFT. But it also has a lot of things you're used to seeing in TFT. So it's like a mashup. So, the animals are these cute sticker things. They look like animal stickers. And each of them have certain attributes, as you would expect, and certain abilities. that can be activated in various ways by fainting and killing and being sold or being purchased. And your job is to draft them from a randomized pool and build as strong a team as possible. Now, the PvP on this has not really been, it's been problematic because it hasn't really been activated in a sense of a live PvP. Now, the game takes a different approach, and it's an approach I really like, where it actually pulls teams that have already been used. So if I'm on round three, it will look out in the ether and randomly pull someone else's round three team. So you're playing at similar strengths, and you would battle until you either get 10 wins or 4 losses. If you get 4 losses, you lose. If you get 10 wins, you win. I've yet to win any of these games. But
Same here.
Much like your other auto battlers, you can level up your characters by collecting 3 of them. Now, this does it a little differently. You drag it and drop it onto the character. You don't really have a bench. So if you have one, okay, so it takes 3 otters to level that otter. So if you have one on the board and a full team, you don't have to put an otter on your bench and then wait for your third to combine them. You just click it, drag it, and then it goes on to that, I guess you could call it experience for that otter until you get the third one and level it. And then when you level,
it gets like a experience bar above its head, and it shows like a little progress of how much level it has so far.
Yeah. And then when you level it, I'm not sure. I think it maybe takes like 6 to level it to a level 3. I really didn't get animals to level 3. So, and there's tiers to now all your animals cost the same. They each cost 3 coins. When you sell them, you get 1 back, with the exception of like, I think a pig or whatever it gives you 2. And so what happens is you, again, battle people's random teams. Now, one of my favorite mechanics in this game is your team name. I think it's genius that they do.
That's hilarious.
It's so fun. So you, after you draft your first team, before you go into battle, it takes you to another screen that gives you 3 adjectives and 3 nouns. And so, like, I was the inflatable toilets at one point, you know, and it's just fun to come up with those names and see what other people are able to come up with. I do believe I had some things that were suggestive, but they are PG suggestive, you know, like it was the moist noodles or whatever. But I loved that. I thought that was so fun way to name your team, express some originality of your own, and also prevent people from coming up with racist team names and, you know, things like that.
Don't forget about the food items that you could use to boost up your characters.
Yeah, so there's like a honey pot or a honey thing that gives you an extra bee. So after you... So, okay, one other thing, we should talk about the battling. So... Unlike a lot of, I'm going to compare it to Storybook Brawl, where the actions of your minions is sort of random, like, to a degree. It's semi-random. So, like, if you have in Storybook Brawl in the first slot, they would attack first, but who they attack would be randomized. And in this, there's none of that. It's all, if you put them in front, they're going to fight the other team's front player first. And they attack at the same time. And then it moves back into your line. So I like that too, because it takes that RNG element out and allows you to benefit more from strategy. And then as, you know, your team gets eliminated, if you've got like the honeybee, when that character dies, it spawns a honeybee. And then you've got a health and attack, much like Storybook Brawl, or your... what is it? Battlegrounds from Hearthstone sort of situation. So the mechanics are kind of simple, a little tough to master as you find synergies with different animals. So certain animals will buff the one behind them. Certain animals will buff the one all the way in the front, and you can just kind of maybe pile on the front animal or whatever, try to create a super minion that can't be defeated. But I've yet to do that. I don't have any of the synergies down. I'm not smart enough, I guess, but I just haven't build a super team.
Yeah, there was a couple teams I would come across that I would see a lot of. It seems to me that there needs to be a little bit of balancing done with it because of these teams. But like, if you had the horse, which would give a minion plus one on their attack. Oh, you didn't mention that either. So there's a health and an attack of each
minion.
Why
do you always say that? Like, I go through the whole story of how to play the game as thoroughly as I can. Oh, you didn't mention this. You know, you host the podcast too. And you're more than welcome to say what you want. It doesn't all rely on me.
So each character has a health and an attack.
Can I say what I want?
So, no, Mark, you're not allowed at all.
Okay. I'll wait my turn. I'll wait for the seal.
We know what you're going to say. You're just going to say that you hate the game and that it's terrible.
That's not what Mark says. Mark says this game is trash.
Oh, that's right.
That's what Mark always says that.
Save it for the seal.
Hashtag Scott. Free Mark. Let's go.
But anyways, yes, each character has like a health and a attack. If the attack is greater than the health of the one they're attacking, obviously it's going to kill that.
They still receive the damage, so their HP goes down. So if you have a 5 health, like if you have a 5-5 going up against a 1-1, they will butt heads. You will kill the 1-1, but you will take 1 damage in return. And so even if you have just some sort of tank, eventually it'll wear down unless his HP is just out of control.
Yeah, and so what I would see a lot of was a horse in the back, which the horse would give a plus one to attack to any minion that was spawned. The dog in front of that, which would buff itself either attack or health whenever a minion is spawned. And then you would see, like, the crickets, which would spawn a cricket, and then people would put the honeybee pot or the honey pot on the cricket so that when it died, it spawned not only a cricket but a honeybee. So when those spawned, it would buff the dog, buff the two minions that were just spawned from the horse, and, you know, stuff like that. And then they had, like, a lot of times people would have the kangaroo.
Spawn from the what?
What's that?
What did it spawn from?
So the cricket. If you kill, whenever your cricket dies, it spawns another cricket. But right. If you had a honeybee pot on that cricket, it not only would it spawn another cricket, but it would spawn a honeybee as well. And so you would get two more minions. So if you put it in like second in line in your lineup, after the first one dies and then that second minion dies, it would spawn two more minions. I think there was like people that would run sheep as well, and that when a sheep dies, it spawns two sheeps. So like
sheep
synergizing
two sheeps,
yeah. Two sheets to the wind.
You know, my favorite name for one of my teams was the Fatherly Housewives.
Oh, beautiful. 10 out of 10. Let's head to the seal.
Right. But yeah, so there was a lot of synergy with those specific animals, and a lot of the other animals I saw that they just didn't get played as much.
I didn't figure out any sort of like powerful synergy. Like I've got about 100 hours in Storybook Brawl because.
I thought you were about really to say good. You had 100 hours in this game.
No, definitely not. And there's nothing. I'll save it for the seal. But it's not as good as Storybook Brawl by any means. But I forgot where I was going with this. Yeah, I just never figured out the meta yet, you know. But it's still kind of fun. Mark, what did you think?
I think
what
when
can
the
you add to the gameplay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I struggled to figure out I guess in what Jeff's saying, the meta, what's the strategy? Like all these animals are random. They're all random. Like I got a beaver and a duck and an otter. And like What do I do with those? What does a fish do? And why does the fish have more health?
That sounds
health?
Like a start to a good joke.
It sounds like a Seinfeld stand-up.
What's
a beaver,
what's
a duck,
with
and
fish?
An otter?
But no, but I mean the fish. I had a lineup one time that had a fish, a pig, a horse, and a cricket. And the fish was by far my strongest sticker animal. And I couldn't figure out why. It's like, how is that a thing? And why? And, you know, I gave it a honey pot. And so when it died, it spawned a bee. And I was like, what?
I just want this out of context. Just cut all of this out. And then somewhere.
Use it for the TikTok, Scott.
And just random. Yeah, just don't even say what the game is. Just have Mark talking nonsense about feeding honey pots to pigs and ducks.
This game didn't frustrate me. I was playing it. And I was like, why? Why am I playing this game?
Because you're on a podcast that covers free to play games.
That's true. But I don't understand. Oh, we didn't mention it does have an autoplay feature.
Oh, yes.
Which is by far the best thing about the game.
It's very good because I don't know why the other ones exist.
Right.
There's nothing you can do between. So you have 5v5, right? And so your first two people mash heads or animals. And then the next attack is supposed to happen. And if you're on the stock mode, you have to actually initiate it. But there's nothing you can do between the first attack and the second attack to make yourself more successful. So why not just have it always auto play out? It's a minor gripe, but at least they do have the option to autoplay, which is what you need to do.
Honestly, like the first day playing, I set it on auto and completely forgot that that was an option.
Yeah. I was like, this is weird. And then I switched it to auto and I was like, oh, okay. This is how the game should be played.
Yeah. And there is two different game modes. There's the arena and then there's like a single shot. So the arena, you would go until you either die or you win 10 games, like Jeff had said.
Yeah. And that to me is the core mode right now.
Yeah. And the single was just a one time you go into and you buy your first round and then you either win or lose that. And if you win the match. And if you lose, you lose it.
That's a terrible game mode.
That's the only one I ever won was that single shot one time.
I didn't even play that because that sounds horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was just like, I was like, okay, where's the next round? Am I done? What do I do now? And it brought me back to the title screen. And I'm like, oh, okay. Now, that's just like, let me try that out. And then
I
want to
say
it.
Something about this game. My biggest gripe is that, now, I don't know. Did you guys have to create an account?
No, I could play it as a guest.
Yeah, you could play as a guest. And actually, the first day that I played, they had server issues where everybody had to log in as a guest because they couldn't play otherwise.
So and maybe this is part of those server issues, as this is an indie game. I created an account, and I had to log in every time I booted up the game. And there's no, like, remember me button or anything like that. It just was like, sign in again. So after, like, the second time, I just never bothered signing in again.
So on mobile, I didn't have that issue. It automatically signed me in every single time.
Yeah.
So
maybe that's probably, I would say that's a PC / browser problem. Mark, did you have that issue?
No, because I never logged in. I always played as a guest. I had the option to log in or create an account, but I didn't do that. I have a vast majority of my online devices are Apple products. And my daughter has a PC, a laptop. And so I tried to originally play via the browser on Safari on the iPad, and it ran terribly. It would freeze up, and then if you have to refresh the page, it automatically takes you back to the like play as guest or login screen. And then I gave up that way is because I couldn't progress far enough in the browser on the iPad. iPad's not old, and it's got the latest firmware update or whatever. And so then I went to my phone. I was like, well, if it's not going to work on the iPad, it's probably not going to work on my phone. And it didn't work on the phone. So I had to play on PC via Chrome.
Good browser.
And so I don't know why this game. Well, I mean, I do know why, but I just don't understand why you would not create a version of the game for the Apple Store.
I can tell you exactly why.
Yeah, it costs money. I understand. But
the Apple Store charges them to put any app on there. It's ridiculous.
Does Android do that?
No, Android, I don't believe, does that. Or if they do it, it's not as expensive. We could ask, what's his name that created that one?
I think there's a lot
reviewed.
Of parity there between app. Not that I'm an Apple apologist by any means, but just to be fair, I do believe there's a lot of parity there. I think they do similar takes, and I could be wrong, but
we have contacts. We could find out.
You have contacts.
So according to Google, vision.
The corporate we, as in the podcast.
This is corporate.
Whoa.
What's my job title?
When
am I
co-host.
Getting my paycheck is a better question. When does
host
the paycheck
host number
come in?
Two.
Very Ew. Soon.
Okay. Very soon. That's good.
according to Google, soon. According to Google, to publish your app on the Apple App Store, it'll cost you $99 a year, which is the cost to publish the app. It doesn't say what the fee for Google Play Store. Apple, I think, notoriously keeps that kind of close to the vest. I don't know. Anyways, I don't get the game launching.
Oh, in order to publish your app on the Google Play Store, it is mandatory to create a Google developer account. And the cost is a one-time payment of $25.
Instead of $100 a year to have your app on there every single
okay.
app that you do.
I was wrong. Google is a greater than symbol Apple.
But, like, so you're missing out on
does
a whole
base. Does that explain to you, Mark, how...
Does what?
I said, does that explain to you why they don't have it on Apple?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, so, okay. I get the monetary
now,
amount.
Before you say... that they're missing out on anything, you've got to take into account whether or not this game is going to generate money for them if it's on the Apple Store in the first place.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
It's not on the Apple Store.
But I'm saying, if it was on the Apple Store, theoretically,
why are you levying hypotheticals? It's not on the Apple Store, and I'm saying that's why would you not have it on the Apple Store? Who cares if you got to pay? We're talking about an indie developer who can't afford
this is the first game.
Okay, they've got a whole Discord of people playing the game. Raise some money, damn. That was PG.
Paywall.
Speaking of money, let's go into the paywall.
Okay, yeah, we're in the paywall. I don't understand what the paywall is here. Now, there are hats you can put on your animals. Big deal, okay? I saw other people with hats, and it's adorable, but it just doesn't do anything for me. But
cosmetics, Jeff. That's all
there
is.
It's not all. No, there's
there was an animal pack.
There's an animal pack, which I don't know for certain because I couldn't afford it to test it. But you get different animals that you can use. So is that pay to win? Do you get better animals?
I don't know, because I don't think I ever win against those animals. Every animal that I came across that I was battling against was all animals I could purchase myself in the game.
Well, the free animals.
Yeah, the free animals. You know what I mean by purchase. Yeah. Like, in-game as you're playing, purchase them to be on your lineup, not actual money purchasing them. So right. I think maybe those pay-to-win people, quote-unquote, are grouped together and only fight each other.
Then what's the point? Like, I mean, and not
exactly.
to say that I
what's
want
the point?
Mark is Emmanuel last name. Anyway, so where was I? Oh, God. I don't understand if you're buying animals. You get into another group. We don't know this for certain, but based on what we've seen, you don't run into people who have the other animals. What is the point of these animals?
You also couldn't view what the animals were without purchasing it.
Well, you could see what type of animal, but you couldn't read their abilities, their stats. You get an ostrich, but you didn't know what the ostrich did. I don't, maybe it's skins. Maybe it's like the same, animals and the same features that the other animals have, but instead of a pig, it's, a warthog or something. Maybe,
instead
I don't know.
The flamingo, it's the ostrich.
Sure. And that could be, and that's fine if that's the case, but I don't get what this is and why it's here. It's not clear to me is what I'm trying to tell you, but the hats make sense, but who's going to pay for hats?
No, somebody did, because I saw a few people wearing them.
So, yeah, me too. But I'm like, it's not like playing as Batman in Fortnite. I could fork over money for that. But just to put a fez, okay, I'm talking myself into it, on a pig, okay.
That'll do, pig.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Oh, wait a minute, pig.
Like, hold on. So I'm playing this game as we're recording this podcast.
Classic.
And like, I have a whale on my team, and I gave it a bowl of guacamole.
Now, if you weren't already interested,
I'm like,
you sold people.
No, I don't. If I have, good for them. They can pay. Hopefully, that equates to some more money.
To try it.
The game
what
makes no sense to me.
What other game can you feed a whale guacamole? The answer is zero.
What did the guacamole do, Mark?
It gave extra hit points and defense. Attack and defense, whatever. I struggle with this game because it doesn't, it just, hey. Put this bowl of salad on this horse. Call it good. Go battle this flamingo who also has a fez hat on it. You know, it's like, what?
10 out of 10, baby. You just described, if I were sitting, like if I had not played this game and you just said what you said, I would go and download it.
But you can't, because only if you have an Android device.
Well, that's because I'm an intelligent human being and have an Android device.
One would argue against that, but that's not for this podcast.
One could try. I dare you.
Just say it. If you put the game on the Apple Store, you get all of those people to play your game.
I think totally. All right, let me say this. I think it is worth, what is 100 a year, you said?
Yes, it's 100 a year.
I think absolutely, because of the player base you gain, it's worth at least trying to test the waters for 1 year. $100, I mean, they could probably scrounge up $100. So I'm with you, Mark. I think it would benefit them to get it on the App Store.
Apple has 110 million iOS, no, that's just iPhone. I'm sorry. 110 million iPhone users in the United States.
Yeah. Nobody's questioning it.
Right. So what is the, why? You're telling me that this developer can't fork over the $99 for the year?
It could be easier to develop for Android and also allow for parity
and cross-play with PC
and also using a browser. So it could be that. You know, they are probably a small team, and if it's, hey, let's get on PC, and it's easy to get on Android, let's focus on that and get our game where it needs to be, and then maybe you submit for Apple down the road. But that could be the other part, is now you're, instead of developing a game for two platforms, you add a third platform in, and all the garbage that goes along with that.
It's just, it, you know, they're already there. It's available on Mac. So, like, via, like, to play in the browser.
But so, that's, I mean, just the browser.
But you said yourself it doesn't work. So you had to play on Chrome, which is made by Google, who makes Android.
Yes.
Okay. What I'm trying to say here is Uncut Gems is
now I gotta beep that.
We cannot constantly have cross over podcast, Jeff.
Yeah.
Replayability.
Okay, so I guess this is like pretty much replayable.
I think it is
the fact that it's a auto battler and that it's always random. It's always going to be, you're playing different people every single time, and the fact that you're probably not even going to know that you're playing the same person. Well, they do. It does say the player's name as well as their team name.
Right. And because you want to learn that meta, you have to keep playing to learn what each animal does and how to synergize. And so I think there's a lot of replayability here. If you like the game, there's plenty to do.
Like put hats on your pheasants.
You can put hats on a pheasant and feed it, you know, borscht or whatever.
Guacamole.
Yep.
Honey. Some meat.
Garlic.
Garlic, yes. Melon.
A salad, a delicious, delicious salad of mixed greens.
I get given a horse an apple, I get that. That makes sense. What I don't get is giving guacamole. No, you give a horse an apple, bro.
You don't think a horse would like some delicious guacamole?
Hey, you're the one who gave the whale guacamole. Nobody.
That's because I could.
The whale guacamole.
And the whale already had like a gigantic amount of armor.
What if there was some brine? You could.
I mean,
feed it
technically,
brine.
Technically, Mark, you could go give a whale guacamole. Are you going to do that?
I would.
The whale wouldn't eat it.
Yes, it would. It's got. It's not too. Especially like if it's you know, one of those whales that just a killer whale would probably eat it. But if it's one of those whales that just opens its mouth and filters krill out of the water, it's not going to notice if a little bit of guaco gets in there.
I mean, maybe the whales off the coast of Mexico. Maybe that's a geographical delight.
Okay.
For the whale.
Whale delicacy?
I don't know, but it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Giving a bear a honeypot makes sense.
So wait a minute. If you're in the woods and you see a bear, you're going to go up to it and give it honey?
Bro, have you ever seen Winnie the Pooh?
Okay. Now we're saying Winnie the Pooh is the same as a wild bear.
He lived in, was it, Thousand Acre Woods?
How many bears live in trees? That was not a documentary, Mark.
Have you seen a bear in a tree? They exist.
Not
they climb. They climb trees. They eat honey.
And they wear red t-shirts and run around with a pig as a friend.
I've never seen that, but it doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
A donkey that hangs around them. I remember. I've been to the zoo. I've seen that.
Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist, Jeff.
So anyway, the game's pretty replayable. You can feed things to other things.
Yes.
Judgment.
And at the end of each episode, we decide whether a gamer deserves...
Say that again?
Yes. At the end of each episode...
At the end of each episode, we decide...
We disease.
We decide on whether the game deserves our seal or not and requires a two-third vote to be approved or denied.
3-4.
Mark, what do you say?
Mark, what was with this week's game?
No, this game's trash.
Put it on a t-shirt.
No, I just you got to be real desperate for a game if you're if you're downloading this and going, "Oh man, this is great. I love it. I'm going to keep playing it because I don't understand it and I want to keep giving random animals random food items and buying them hats." No, man. This game sucks. It doesn't get my seal. No, it doesn't get my seal.
I'm going to tell you why this game gets my seal, because it just elicited that reaction. If you look at this game, look up the screenshots of this game, and then tell me why Mark is reacting so violently to this game. It's a peaceful game. Look at the turtle in this game. It's adorable. It's a fun little game. It's staying on my hard drive. It's fun to just pick up and come up a weird team.
You'll never
name.
Play it again. It'll stay on your hard drive, but you'll never play it again.
You're telling me what I'm going to do?
Yes. You're never going to play this game again. And if you do, it'll be out of spite. It'll be out of spite because you're like, "Oh, Mark said I'll never play this game, but let me play this game again.
I'm playing it right now."
Right.
You're going to send screenshots to Mark every time you play?
No, to be honest, I probably won't play it that much. I might play it again, but I don't know. But that's mostly because there's a better version of this out there called Storybook Brawl, which Mark didn't play, which he would have called trash. So anyway, but yes, I think this is at least
speak on it.
Playing. It's fun.
Jeff, why don't you just make a Storybook Brawl podcast? You talk about it every week so far.
Because there's not enough to... But yeah, but what am I going to talk about with who, for one? And two, what am I going to say? Yeah, it's pretty good, just over and over.
You could talk about metas and builds.
Let me tell you something. I'm on a podcast called The Movie Draft House, where we talk about movies.
Oh, hey, I've heard that one. That one's good.
It's a good show. You should check it out. I also do a podcast called Hitchcock Chronologically, where I review Hitchcock films in the order they were released. That's another great show, and you can find it now in your podcast app of choice. That's why I don't have time to do a Storybook Brawl podcast. You talk about niche. Mark knows how to say it. Niche.
Hey.
That's a niche podcast.
A very selective audience you would have.
Now, I might play it on Twitch. You could go to twitch.tv/jqueasy, JQUESY, and maybe I'll stream it there. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe me. But anyway, yes, it gets my seal. Scott, what did you think?
Actually, I'm surprised it got your seal. Did you purposely do it just because Mark was so
No. I actually
it?
Think it's a pretty cool, interesting take on an auto battler. I think the mechanics are unique and fresh enough that it stands on its own while also being similar enough to the genre to be comfortable for those who like this type of game. So yeah. I do think it's a really good game. I think there are things that need to be ironed out. And I think that have to do with the login system, and it would be good to maybe get into like a live lobby like other auto battlers. But I also like the asymmetrical nature of the way it pairs you up for battles to kind of allow you to, you know, play anytime, no matter what the player base is at any particular time. And you don't have to worry about queuing up and all of that stuff. So,
yeah,
I do like the game.
Okay, so with that in mind, I did like the fact that there's no timer, so I could sit there all day and pick what...
That is a great point.
Which animals I wanted to pick, which lineups I wanted to try for, if I needed a reroll or anything like that. It was nice in the fact that if you did log in and say I closed the app on my phone, it would pull up right back where I left off, and I didn't have to like re-queue or anything like that. That's, so I can continue playing the game.
Like if you were at work and then you had to finish lunch and you can log out and then go home later and log in and finish that particular run.
Yes.
That's a great feature.
Yeah, I was able to do that on my phone. I don't know if you would be able to do it as well on the PC, but yeah.
I would imagine so, but I don't know.
Because it's not like an active battle that you're having with other people, it allowed me to do that.
Yeah. That's
cool. However, there was definitely synergies that were straight meta, and if you didn't have that synergy, you were going to lose every single time. Or if you had only part of that synergy, you would still lose. And I didn't find that I was able to pick up the pieces for that synergy often enough. And it made the game very frustrating. I think the most that I won was 4 rounds. I don't think I got anything past 4 rounds.
I think that's fairly similar to me. Yeah.
You know, I'm glad I could keep the podcast all the way out of the nerd zone. yeah, you know, I was listening. That made me. And Scott, does it get your seal or not?
I would get there if you would let me finish.
I like Newmark. This is great.
Because I got things to say. I got things to say about
Yeah. Give it the seal. Let's go. Or don't. I don't care.
So, yeah. That being said, I do like those features, but the game was very frustrating because of the fact that I couldn't pull off the meta. And it was like just a straight meta where if you didn't pull it off, you were dead. So because of that, it's not going to get my seal. Other than that, though, it was a pretty decent game. It was frustrating, though. And I even told Jeff a few times via text that I was pissed off at this game.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get your seal because you didn't understand the meta and you couldn't synergize with it.
No, I understood the meta. I knew exactly what the meta needed to be. I couldn't get the pieces to build that meta ever.
I'm just making sure that everybody listening
turns
this podcast off
now.
Because we keep saying synergy.
The game is not Budget Arcade approved. Now, Mark, you have some horrible, insensitive things to say now. Go ahead.
No, just go ahead. All right.
Tell us about how nerdy we are and dumb and stupid for liking things and having reasons. I'm ready.
Okay.
I got thick skin. I won't cry about it later in the bathtub, I promise.
Okay, good. I did the Creatures of Aether podcast or episode. It was boring because y'all were being very nerdy.
In what way? Didn't you hear the commentary read?
Yeah. I felt like that was a breath of fresh air.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying, you guys.
Oh, what?
You guys
so what
need
we did
me.
Is, Mark,
you
we
need me
about,
to be on this podcast so it stays out of the complete nerd
the game,
zone.
We played the game, and then we talked about its pros and cons. And then at the end of the episode, we said whether or not we would recommend it or not.
Mark, why
That's
do you feel the
did.
Need to not only ridicule and alienate us, but also our listener base?
Hey, listen, nerds be nerds. I'm just saying that we can't
You're
we can't just
nerdy,
limit
though.
Ourselves
he's
to strictly
nerd
nerds.
Zone.
And
no,
nerds is not a nerds is not a derogatory
zone, Scott,
term. I'm not using it as
we
derogatory.
Need a big buff football player with a letter jacket here to make sure that we don't fall into nerddom too far. Okay, Scott? We need this.
So
I'm just
is
saying
Mark
that.
Ogre then?
I'm just saying.
Huh? Is Mark Ogre? Is he going to be like, nerds?
I don't understand the reference. I'm not a nerd.
Mark, you understand the reference, right?
No, I'm not a nerd either.
What is
you
Ogre?
Call yourself movie guys and you don't understand the reference.
Ogre. And A, I've never called myself a movie guy.
And B, I don't ever call myself an ogre.
The movie Nerds?
Oh, no, that movie's garbage.
Ogre is one of the characters on the...
Hey, say it with me now, Mark.
Yeah.
That movie's trash.
It was trash. No, I'm just... I appreciate the dedication to... And it's not derogatory. I'm not... You want
to... No, anybody, I accept it.
Anybody listening... You
he
do
meant
you.
To hurt our
you
feelings.
Do no, I don't
he
mean to hurt your feelings either.
To hurt
I'm just
our
saying
feelings?
Is that when you get three people that kind of jive the same way, it's not as fun. It's just not as fun. I've noticed that. I've listened to it.
So what you're saying is you like being yelled at.
No, I don't like being yelled at. But you also... Even
when I do it, I feel like I do it in good spirit.
Sure.
What he's saying is if Mark's not on the podcast, he thinks the podcast is crap.
That might have been what I was saying. I didn't say it that elegantly. However, I do appreciate...
That goes for every podcast out there.
I do appreciate...
That part I agree with.
...being on the podcast, and I do enjoy our time we spend together on these Saturday nights.
I would listen to This American Life more if Mark were on it, just calling everything trash.
We should put Mark on Gaming Nexus, too. That would make the show quality so much better, right?
What's that?
All right. Well, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Budget Arcade. Don't forget to check out our Twitch and our TikTok, which is Budget Arcade Podcast. Also, Facebook.com/Budget Arcade and BudgetArcade.com.
If you want to help support the show, you can do so on our Patreon. It's Patreon.com/Budget Arcade.
He's in it today. .com. Just find out where it takes you.
I actually thought he was on the sauce.
You'll gain access to our exclusive Patreon channel and our Discord, and you can join our Discord from any of our show notes or also our social media accounts. Music is provided by Stimage, and you can download his music at metroidmetal.com. And game on.
Imagineville Podcast Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.